So here's a song I used to sing when in Sunday school, right? Touch your fingers to your nose. We're going to work out this morning. Bend from the waist way down and touch your toes. And then you come up slowly, start to sing. And say to the Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. Say to the Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. Say to the Lord, I love you. To all the ladies who've been in my life, I'd like to say this morning, I love you all. It's Women's History Month, and I'm telling you, I stand on the shoulders of quite a few women. Women who nurtured me at every stage of my life. I have my grandma, obviously everybody knows grandma, my mama. We call her back in the day Tawny Owl because she helped us develop as women when we were brownies and girl guides. I've been surrounded by women who are a force my entire life. And so this month we're going to take the time and just celebrate every single one because they have made me who I am today. They have helped Queen Trina to be who she is today, and Queen Veronica. Hello, 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 world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my ladies, Claudia Lewis, everybody calls Queen Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We like, come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
Saying the words, I love you. What's the big deal anyway? Are you usually the one in the beginning of a relationship who says it first? How about looking back? Can you recall when you first heard those three words? Is it easy or just plain weird for you to say it to people? Well, you're not alone. Welcome to the conversation where we're going into deep waters.
I remember asking my father, or telling him, you know, I never heard you say I love you. He said, but you know I do. I said, but you've never said it. And him said, okay, him still a say it. You have to take serious thing, make joke.
No, but we have to get to a place, guys, where seriously, sometimes people just need to hear the words.
Yes, we do. It makes a difference.
Some people are not, they don't speak. They're more showing.
I understand.
Some people don't want to hear because they don't know even how to behave after they hear the words. So, and some people have never heard it themselves. How can they say it?
Good point.
Take a mirror exercise, my friends, because I'm all about growth. And there's not because you never get it, you don't do it. I'm all about mirror exercise. You go in the mirror and said, sweetie, I love you. Practice.
Practice.
Honey, I love you. When you say that, it's just not for you, you know. Your daughter needs to hear it. Your son needs those words. They just need it because they doubt it. The reality of the situation is this. Some people think that if you don't say it, you don't love them.
There you go.
So just debunked that thought. You have to debunk it. You know you love them. You're like, but them don't know already. They don't. If them never hear it.
Here's another one. I am proud of you.
There we go.
Listen to me. Your spouse, listen. You didn't get it from your parents.
What you do, it's almost like they expect it, so they don't want to say it.
But them need to say it. They need to say it. Who doesn't want to hear that? I am proud of you.
Or, I see what you're doing.
Yes.
I see you.
Bible study. Me say, when Jesus was talking to Nathaniel, because Nathaniel was, his friend recruited him, because I was watching the movie The Chosen. And please, guys, it's free. So if you ever have a chance, just go on YouTube or download the app The Chosen. Yes, free plug, and watch it. But there was this scene where his friend went to recruit him and said, you have to meet this man, Jesus. He's everything that we've been talking about. I know just once, if you just meet him, you will understand. He's like, oh, I don't believe in false prophet and whatever. And he's like, no, trust me, just come and meet him. So when he went, of course, he went with doubt. And he went and he met Jesus. And what made him believe was when Jesus said to him, I saw you. That was a word for me, but let me finish the story. He said, I saw you when you were at your lowest point under the fig tree, when you thought no one else saw you. I was there with you. And I'm like, so that really shifted Nathaniel's, belief, and he's like, you are truly the Son of God. And his friend was like, I am this. And but when I heard he say, I saw you, I said, it just hit me away, because I'm like, how many people want to be seen by their parents, to be seen by their spouses, to be seen by their teachers, their mentors? People want to be seen. It's just that it's a void. It's like something that is missing. And I think everyone wants that feeling to be seen. We're all searching for that. It's to be acknowledged. That's what it is. Because if you see me, you acknowledge my existence.
Existence, yep.
That was the Bible story for today.
But words.
Yes.
No, but you see how words are powerful?
It is.
Yes.
It was those simple words that he needed to hear in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
The I love you, the I'm proud of you, I see you. It's simple words, but it means so much. And we need to embrace that. Oh my God, we need to embrace that.
I remember a couple weeks ago, I was listening to the Clubhouse prayer that was always a part of prophetic intercession in the mornings. And, you know, one of the prophecy was try to spend more time with your kids and your spouse and pray. So I jump up that morning and I said, okay, I'm going to wake up Timothy and we're going to bring dad in and we're just going to hold hands and pray. And we said our little prayer and whatnot. And when the prayer was done, my husband turned to Timothy and said, that is such a good prayer.
Mm. Wow. What was his face like?
That thing hit him. He's like, oh. It's like it took him aback a little bit. He was like, oh, thanks, Dad. But I know that meant a lot to him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we're giving examples of acknowledging them. Because those little words... encouragement sweetens labor.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yes, it does.
That was just an example of just what we're talking about in terms of just seeing and seeing. You know, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. And a lot of you, because of culturally, you're very good at showing love by giving. So what we're seeing is, in addition to that, you give and say it, because Jesus said and he gave.
And he gave.
Because I tell my kids all the time, and I've said this on this podcast before, there is life and there is death in the power of your tongue. And if someone can say they love you, I love you, my daughter. I love you, my son. That frees somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That makes somebody feel like you see them.
All right. May I step on somebody to an oak? I can't be the only one. The first time I heard I love you was from man. Clear and simple. The first time I hear those words was a man telling me that. Okay. It wasn't a parent. It wasn't the family member. It was a man telling me, I love you. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. I didn't know how to receive it because I've never heard that before. So I didn't even think it was real. I'm like, oh, so I wait
what? That's what I was thinking that you were thinking. Yeah,
That's exactly. I was like, what a way mouth, sweet lyrics. All right, keep it moving.
Trina, talk up the thing. Don't your mother tell you so when man tell you that that's something them want?
Listen, let me tell you.
Because there's no way Trina gonna come to that conclusion that they're by herself. As the man tell her that that's where her head go, that was implanted. Yeah, no. That was implanted.
You know it. Oh, I didn't want something from you. So that's how, like, I came to the whole idea about what love is. Somebody wanting something from you.
So, oh, you believe Mikey?
Hello. Listen to me. Remember me, I'm a little. How much did I give him? 70 and I'm not getting off. So just, but man, that was years into the relationship. Hello. We dated for 6 years before we even got engaged. Hello. A long, 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 long time. I mean, it took a while. I didn't. For the first 2 years of the relationship, I didn't believe him. I was just like, we having a good time. I never took it serious. I can't talk up the things.
But Trina, if you're saying that the first time you're hearing you, somebody loves you is from a man outside of your family, right? Outside of the people who are supposed to love you the most. The first time you're hearing it is out of street. Parents, are you going to leave that up to people out of street to tell your own child that them that they are loved?
Listen, them lucky I clad it. Adam's raising me, because if it is someone else, I would have run off. Go get, this is how a lot of children get into certain situations. If you are not nurturing them and giving them that love and attention, they get it from outside. And sometimes the person who they're receiving it from don't have their best interests at heart.
No good intentions.
None at all. So they're going to take advantage of that. And this is a lot of sex trafficking and all these things happen. You're like, but them up to parenting of them. Oh, so them, you have all these things. But how are they feeling being in that household? Are they being nurtured? Are they being encouraged? Words are so important. Let me tell you.
I did a documentary a long time ago on human trafficking. There was this little girl. The first time somebody told her they loved her was a pimp.
Foxy.
She heard at the words, I love you, from a pimp. And he was able to get her from, was it Detroit she was leaving from? He was able to get her, pay for her train fare to come to Atlanta. And she came on the train all the way to Atlanta. And then he put her in a motel. And then he bought her a puppy.
What is it?
And then she literally had two bags on her. Like, I'm not even talking about travel bags. So like a Chanel purse and something else. And you're seeing her with the puppy. He knows this is a child. She's 17. But the first time is an online person telling her he loved her and he was able to get her to move from Detroit all the way to Atlanta because of those words. Those words are powerful, people.
Powerful.
So don't leave it up to Don't leave it up to strangers. You're telling them stranger danger, don't talk to stranger, don't talk to... But you're not giving them what they need, and the person who is a stranger is giving them the love. Mm-hmm. And it's not even real love. It's just so that they can get what they want. When you say, I love you, what is the hold up? Why are you holding that back if you do?
No, but I'm thinking as a parent, we do everything for our children. Everything. But we're afraid to tell them three little words. Think about that.
Is it fear or what is it?
It's another level of being vulnerable. You don't know how. They don't know how. It's not something that they were accustomed to. So how you going to do something you don't know? It might feel funny to them.
You know what? That is a good point, Veronica, because I remember it did feel funny saying those words back when I finally said, I love you. It did feel weird. It's like, what? What is this?
But would you have felt weird from Addie if Addie said, I love you?
No, I wouldn't. But it felt weird for me to say it again because of the fact that I was saying it to a man. I wasn't saying it to my mom or my dad or cousins or brothers or sisters. I was saying it to a man.
First time
was saying it to a man.
What could it be that stops them?
Is it the fear of rejection?
Yeah. The fear. Is that person going to say it back?
But is that what parents are going through when they're not saying it? What could it be that stops them?
I know. That's an interesting question to ask that generate. Because I know I say it all the time. I'm like, so I don't know. That would be a good question to ask.
The Beloved Queens podcast continues after the break.
Women often fly under the radar when they're doing something big, but not here at the Beloved Queens. We're inviting women-run businesses to partner with us. Yes, our sponsorship packages are available at thebelovedqueens.com. All you have to do is simply click the red heart at the top right-hand corner to take advantage of the ads and other amazing offers. However, if you're a listener who enjoys our content and would love to support us, you can donate there too. Guess who turns one today? It is us. Our podcast is 1 year old today. Happy birthday, beloved queens. We did it. We did it. Happy birthday. Woo! Jam with us, everybody. Too often, we don't celebrate ourselves enough. Yeah. So today we are celebrating. Go Queen Tina. Go Queen Trina. Go Queen Veronica. We did it. Happy anniversary to us at the Beloved Queens. And all the March King and Queens, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, Kaylee, Princess Kaylee. Happy birthday, Misha, Queen Misha. Happy birthday, Leah, Queen Leah. Happy birthday, King Mikey. Happy birthday to ya. And we're back. My mom would say it all the time, so I felt it was normal conversation.
Facts. Let me tell you something. Me not believe people ever make them come trouble. But, oh, I love you, I love you. Me not buy my... Nope. Growing up, one person loved me was my mother. Nope. Me not buy in a... No. Listen, man. Listen. Me not believe people who every minute come trouble. But love, love, love. I lie not
I
tell.
Love you.
You're jaded. I'm not listening to you. My mom was lovey-dovey, 24-7, 54-8, 100, 200, 300%.
I just never, I'm just telling you that my trust, my radar was up.
Up.
The minute
you
tell me that and you ain't Esmeralda Small, hell to the na-na-na.
No, but you know when people meet you and they're like, I just love you. And I'm like, you don't know me. How are you talking about? You just, they freely say the word. I don't walk around and say, I love you like that. It has to mean something to me.
Una sound like the people them watch I wave to in Atlanta. I don't know side eye them.
God, Skippy.
Hey, a Kingston me come from, you know.
How are you tonight, girl? You,
listen.
Y'all so jaded, Jesus.
They're rough, my girl.
My mother did it all the time, so it was easy for me to say. It's easy for me to say it to people because my mom set the precedence of saying it, showing it, saying it, making me feel it, touchy-feely. It was her.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I didn't like to be touched. What? Don't touch
it. Oh, Trina. High five me, Trina.
High five, girl. Trina. I mean that, girl. We here. Dysfunction. We here.
First of all, you in my space.
I'm going to come over there and give you a kiss.
Let's not get into my space. My personal space. No, but first of all, you have to understand, I was an only child. Wasn't really raised like an only child, but listen, my personal space is sacred. What do you mean you're coming over here to hug me? To do what? No. And Tina could have pissed me off. She loved touch people. She's so touchy. Tina is so touchy and lovey, and she wants to hug
That's
you.
That's my mom.
Most of the pictures, if you see Tina hugging me, my hands are to the side. Like, why is she touching me?
She's still here, though, people. She's still here.
Wait a second. She can't get rid of you.
And you know what? It's funny. You see, when I run her, she comes seeing me. She just, you know. It's like, look, man. It's still a run come.
I can't love you from afar. You just don't. You don't have to touch me for me to love you.
Listen to me. Oh, Lord,
help
Lord.
Us with our issues. Help us, Jesus.
Lord, help
you ain't
us.
Finished with us yet?
Not at all.
Work in progress.
Under construction.
Under construction. Come check my back in a couple of years. Words
can heal and they can help these words.
Words.
These few words.
Oh,
I'm gonna bust the song today. I'm gonna bust the song.
We're saying I bust the lyrics, friend. You know, bust the lyrics.
No, I'm gonna get a joke here. I was like, Val says, there, me and Babes are going right. And something happened, and I was just so upset. And Babes set the mood with some nice music and things. So when we're in the car now, Babes. No, oh, my love, make nice,
noise.
Right?
Make some noise.
Well, I'm sorry. How I love to sing. Some people call it making noise.
Sure.
Babe, stop the car and say, here, honey, and take out the Shazam. So you see, when the song I play podcast, me love sing, but me don't know no words to no song. Trust me. My words I create. You give me the tune and I just sing what I hear. If that is not what you said, it's not my problem. I sing what I hear. Babes, take out your phone and give me the Shazam. I say, all right, babes, go and sing.
There you go.
I was dying in the car because me say, if Tina did that, she didn't try to stop me, you know. But the love babes are hype, my man. Haters gonna hate.
That girl on American Idol there. She's so confident, but can't well I know what to say in my life.
Oh my God. That is.
I just called.
Hey.
To say,
hey,
I love you.
Copyright.
Oh, yeah. All right, me done. You know what? Are really words. And we are on this 40-day word fast. And for that book and just going through that whole process, not that we didn't know that our words are powerful. And we know from the Bible that life and death is in the power of the tongue. But let me tell you, man, words. So you can show love, you can do all of that, but if you don't really say it, are they really hearing it? It makes a huge difference. I mean, I can play devil's advocate with Tina all day, and you know, we are having a conversation, so I'm going to ask the questions that I think you guys are thinking out there or what you guys are going through. But what she said was for real. They need to hear these words. It doesn't matter how you are showing that love. The words are necessary. You have to say the words because sometimes that might be the only time they hear it genuinely from someone who genuinely loves them. Don't let it be the first time from a stranger who they might have doubt. And then hearing it from a stranger, which is new, they might think it's real. When it's probably not, as you can hear earlier with the different incidences. So words are really powerful. And please find a way, as Tina give you several examples of how to train yourself to actually say the words. But just say the words.
And this other thing that just came to me. So if you didn't grow up hearing it, if your parents didn't tell you, your dad never said anything, your mom never said anything, you can ask the Lord to help you to form the word so that it can, your children can get what you did not. You can ask the Lord because some of these things are really difficult, especially when you never heard it. It is just hard. So I'm just hearing the Lord says, come to me. I am the father to the fatherless. Right? I'm the father to the fatherless, even if your dad never said it to you one time. If your mom never said it to you one time, you can definitely get in the presence and say, you know, Father, this is not easy for me to do. I need you to help me to speak the words, I love you, to my son, to my daughter, so they never grow up feeling the way I do. Give me the words. Give me the strength. He's waiting to help you. Because he doesn't expect us to know everything. He doesn't expect us to have all the answers. This is why you need him. So you ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find.
Knock.
Knock. And the doors will be open to you. He's waiting. He's the ultimate dad. He's the ultimate dad that wants you to know he loves you. And he wants us to love each other. The Bible says, beloved, let us love one another.
For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love.
God is love, so beloved.
Let us love one another.
First John 4:7-8. The Sunday school children just popped out. You have to love one another. We have to love it. We have to say it loud. We have to say it proud. Because love is of God. And if you love, you're showing God just by saying the words. You have shown it sometimes by working hard. But take it to the next level now. Tell somebody something. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are love. For every single one of us who have had love, who have lost love, who've never been able to tell our children that we love them, who think love is something that it's not, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to demonstrate love to us. To give us your heart so that we can love the family that you've given us. Help us where it's hard. Help us where we've been hurt. Help us, Father, to show your love, to speak your love from this day forward forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queens.